if in management, do we have to be say judgmental or play favorites by giving services to those people who take and those who are likely to say no, just avoid them? See, we shouldn't confuse different concepts. There is, we could say that when Krishna says, Yatha mam prapadyante, tam sathaiva bhajamyaham, that all people, as people surrender, I reciprocate. There also Krishna is discriminating in a sense. If you surrender more, I'll reward you more. So, but actually, that is not discrimination, that is reciprocation. And reciprocation is actually natural to relationships. You know, say for example, if after a class we go approach a speaker, and then that speaker is just sitting like unfeeling stone, and then you go and appreciate, no emotion at all. You know, you go and speak something, no emotion anyway. Okay. You might say, okay, this is a very stoic person or whatever, but then how much of a relationship can we develop with a person? So relationship means, okay, somebody's appreciating, then they talk more, and then there's further discussion. So we cannot have that idea that there can be no reciprocation. Relationships means there are reciprocation. So in reciprocation, there is no discrimination because depending on how people are acting, we are responding. So for example, say after a class, a speaker spends more time with one person and doesn't spend time with another person. Say they're discriminating. No, this person went and approached, and that's why the speaker is talking. Somebody else didn't approach, how can the speaker talk with them? So now it could be that there are two people, they both want to talk, and the speaker chooses to talk with one person. Or that may also be simply a matter of priority, not a practicality. You know, this person is there closer or whatever, that may be a reason. But that's not necessarily discrimination. So if somebody expresses, if somebody has shown through their actions that they are reliably doing service, and then we give interest in service again, that's reciprocation. That's not discrimination. So when it becomes discrimination is that deliberately we neglect someone. When we deliberately think that this person I'm not going to allow for whatever reason, then that is discrimination. But reciprocation is essential in bhakti. It's a fundamental fact of life, and it's essential in life in general. So when because of some biases, we don't give people a chance only, that is discrimination. But if you've given somebody opportunity and they don't accept it, then we neglect it. That's reciprocation. Yeah.
That applies for the first time, Prabhu, but when it comes to the second time, like, you know, we already made a judgment, he won't help me. Isn't that a being judgmental that I won't approach him?
Yeah, but we also have there is that way we could say Prabhupada also judgmental. Prabhupada tried to preach in India. He said Indians are not interested. So he came to America. That was a call that he took. And he came to America and he found people interested in America. And then afterwards he's going to America and coming into India also. And then he felt that in America my disciples can preach. I'll stay in India. I'll focus on India. So in one sense, any service that we do, we have to make choices. And we make choices based on our experience, how people are reciprocating, our priorities. That's not necessarily wrong. Because we all have certain priorities in our life. We are given certain instructions, we have certain inspiration. So discrimination would basically mean that we just don't give we give only people chance, and we obstruct people when they want to do something. Like say discrimination means Haridas Thakur wants to come enter the Jagannath temple, but he's not allowed to enter the Jagannath temple. So that is discrimination. So that is undesirable. That means somebody wants to do and they're not allowed to do it. But if it is, you know, if there's a person who has been standing in the queue for a long time, they've been standing for 3 hours, and somebody has just come 5 minutes ago. Naturally, the person who is first in the queue, they will go inside first. That's not discrimination. That you came earlier, so you can go in first. That's simply reciprocation. Does that address the question?
Okay, thank you.
So I think we'll continue our question answers in our next session, and we'll have time for more also at that time.
I have an important
Thank you.